We'll move to item number 25, Spring Creek Restaurant Lease.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Sean Blanchette, Business Administrator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Here to discuss with you agenda item number 25, Spring Creek Restaurant Lease. This is a follow-up or a continuation of an action item that you approved back in January to issue a prospectus for that opportunity. I just want to provide and restate some of the background information into this operation. Spring Creek is located about 15 miles north of town here, north of Pier. This is a former resort concession operation that we once fully had under a concession agreement that included the restaurant that we're discussing, as well as lodging cabins and a full marina. Everything out there is now self-operated by Game Fish and Parks, with the exception of the restaurant, which is the only remaining service that we have out for concession opportunity at this time. The previous lease, as we discussed back in January, was established really to test the market as far as could we establish a customer base out there. So we went out with an RFP a few years ago. We found an operator. The lease we had entered was operated for 3 total years, but one of the stipulations in that concession agreement was that the department incurred the costs of things like utilities, items like kitchen equipment maintenance and upkeep, as well as we made the decision to forego a franchise fee just so that we could test and see if we could establish an ongoing operation. That lease resulted in positive results in terms of clientele base. There is a customer base that can be supported there. However, as I said, over those years, GFP has incurred operational input costs and has not seen a return for that. And that's very important that, at the very least, these concession operations either provide a return to the state or are able to cover those costs through its own finances and revenue generation. So therefore, as we discussed in January, we aren't intending to continue an operational model that does not provide that return or offset those department costs. The prospectus that you approved back in January included a minimum 4% franchise fee, which was a new term for this operation, as well as shifted all ongoing maintenance of kitchen equipment over to the restaurant operator, which was also a new term. So the point was to, A, provide that return for the utility costs that we pay for, and B, to alleviate the burden of those ongoing kitchen equipment costs, which are, frankly, those are just operational costs of the restaurant operation. We issued that back on January 15th. The deadline was February 14th. We had multiple interested parties. We did receive 2 responses. However, those were not acceptable, as they either did not meet or accept or agree to the required fee minimums that were included in the prospectus offering, or they did not fully demonstrate that they had the ability to execute their operational plan per the terms of the prospectus. So we're here today to discuss with you and request approval for a second attempt of an RFP to see if we can generate a response that's acceptable to us that would result in a concession agreement and continued operations out there. We do have some slight changes to the terms that were offered, that we're proposing. The length of term would not change. We are proposing a 3-year base term with 2 1-year renewal options for a total of 5 years. Required minimum services are still the restaurant food service, with the option of convenience store if they are interested and we can come to agreeable terms for the operation of the C store. We will keep the kitchen equipment maintenance costs as the responsibility of the concessionaire, as was previously advertised. The one change that we are proposing is a modification to the fee language, where we would offer up either the 4% franchise fee as stated, or a direct reimbursement for the costs of utilities per a prorated cost share for their portion of the utilities they're using out there. It's important for us to make sure that if we continue a concession operation, that it can self-fund those ongoing operations that are, or costs that are directly attributable to their operation. We anticipate the utility share would be roughly $10,000 a year, based on past invoices and costs that we've incurred. That's not a minimum, but it would be invoiced, and that's just what we estimate would be the ongoing utility costs. Again, optional services that we would include would be the C-store and gas sales. We currently operate those things, but you know, it's been suggested, and I think we've had some thoughts that it might be better suited for a private operator. But again, we would have to come to agreeable terms, and we'll see if this proposal or this prospectus generates interest. So moving forward, as similar to we did in January, the timeline is we would issue this immediately after commission approval, probably tomorrow. We would begin advertising it. We have to advertise it for a minimum of 30 days per administrative rule, which would put a proposal deadline sometime in mid-April, with our intent to report the results back to you at the May meeting out in Custer State Park. Before I move to ask for approval on this, I do want to make you aware and that we don't intend to continually, on an indefinite basis, offer continual RFPs for this opportunity. If this effort does not yield an acceptable response, which results in a concession agreement, our report at the May meeting may include a recommendation to discontinue restaurant operations at Spring Creek. With that, I would open it up to any questions, and I would request approval to issue the prospectus for the Spring Creek restaurant opportunity per the terms discussed with you here today, with final concessionaire selection and concession lease approval subject to commission approval.
Very good. Any questions for Sean? Commissioner Beese.
I'm sorry about that. I'm still sitting there back thinking about the elk stuff, so I kind of blinked out on your. But in this contract, are we going back to where we're still doing the utilities and everything, or is that going back on the renter's responsibility so we won't be paying them bills no more?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beese, we will be asking the concessionaire to pick up the costs of their utilities, as well as take on the maintenance responsibilities. We do not intend to take on those costs in the future.
Like when you talk about maintenance responsibilities, do we set the guidelines on what those responsibilities will be, or do we leave it up to them? Because, you know, sometimes things go, you know, well, I ain't gonna fix that or whatever. Are we gonna have a role in that where we kind of set out a plan on what needs to be fixed and not?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beese, just to clarify, the restaurant kitchen equipment at Spring Creek is owned by the department. Their use of it creates needs for maintenance and upkeep and inspection and just ongoing needs that they have to do in order to keep that equipment running. The way we normally handle situations like this and how we have handled it in the draft lease that we advertised was anything up to complete replacement, the concessionaire will be responsible for. So any inspection, any maintenance, any repairs to keep it operational, they would be responsible. If it has a catastrophic failure of any one piece of equipment, we would be responsible for replacement of that.
Additional questions? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we get P&Ls in each month as long as we're in partnership with these people?
Madam Chair, Commissioner White, I assume you're referring to profit and loss statements.
Right.
We do have annual records. We do require that in all of our concession agreements as a requirement of just providing accounting records on an ongoing basis.
Sean, for the bids that came in, you had indicated that they didn't meet all the criteria. Were there certain points that seemed to stand out where they had more heartburn over?
Madam Chair, without going into any confidentiality that's contained in those bids or identifying the folks that did respond, the overarching issue was not meeting the required minimum fees.
Sure.
And standards. I mean, essentially the terms and fees that were contained in the prospectus.
Thank you. Additional questions, comments? If we have none, we do need to move forward and give approval. Moved by Commissioner Beese. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of moving forward to approve this going out again will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So the approval is adopted.
Thank you.
All right, very good.